Hi, this is a dictation for Katrina Poe, K-A-T-R-I-N-A-P-O-E, date of services 10-3-2022, date of visit 10-3-2022, date of birth 2-2-89, date of accident 9-7-2022. History of presenting illness, patient is reporting that she's suffering from pain in the neck, which is 10, right shoulder pain is 10, lower back pain and mid back pain is also 10. And pain in the right knee is 10. And now patient reports ongoing pain in the left shoulder also. And left elbow as well. And into the both ankle. Further, the patient reports that these pains were not present before on the left side, and she's unable to do any ADL. Her pain is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. She reports that her right third and fourth finger is numb, and she cannot move. And all of these symptoms are affecting her life completely. Everything is hurting, the pain level is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and ADLs are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports that she has ADLs that are affected 10 in the area of general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life. And system review is that the patient is dizziness, vertigo, headache, vision disturbance, double vision, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic, and nightmares and loss of memory, chronic fatigue. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness of the shoulder, neck, lower back stiffness, limited range of motion, pain for needle, and numbness, nerve pain, sciatica, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain bilaterally, right elbow pain, right wrist and hand pain, and bilateral knee pain, bilateral ankle pain, and difficulty walking. In the GI, patient reports nausea and constipation and stomach pain, denies any vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, blood in the stool, trouble suffering. In the GE, patient has frequency of urination but denies any incontinence of the urine, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, and there is a trouble breathing, chest pain, and shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report that the pain has worsened and now expanded to the left side also. In the system review, patient reports that she is undergoing physical therapy, but no other changes in the medical history except the pain in the left arm is also present. And no surgical history, hospitalization or weight loss in last 30 days, no other trauma, current pain medication, Tylenol with codeine, substance abuse none, and compliance history, patient reports full compliance. Physical examination, blood pressure is 141 over 90, pulse is 92, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will be from previous visit of 9-9-2022, dictation number 0919-034. Diagnosis remains the same, plan of care. The patient apparently is changing her symptoms continuously. What was recorded in emergency room visit is not the same. Now her symptoms have worsened and she's appears to be seeking drugs more than anything else. She denies she doesn't want any injection treatment for pain relief or nerve blocks. At this time, I'm confused whether I should have this patient under my care, and it is possible that I may discharge her. However, based on her crying, yelling, shouting, and being in the office, I've added a narco 7.5 milligram twice a day for 10 days, 20 tablets. Hopefully, and I will ask her to visit another doctor. who can take care of her better. Thank you.